You're listening to Metamorphoses, written by Franz Kafka, narrated by Santosh Nair. Metamorphoses, Franz Kafka, translated by David Wiley. One morning, when Gregor Samsa woke from his troubled dreams, he found himself transformed in his bed into a horrible vermin. He lay on his armor-like back, and if he lifted his head a little, he could see his brown belly, slightly domed and divided by arches into stiff sections. The bedding was hardly able to cover it and seemed ready to slide off any moment. His many legs, pitifully thin compared with the size of the rest of him, waved about helplessly as he looked. "What's happened to me?" he thought. It wasn't a dream. His room, a proper human room, although a little too small, lay peacefully between its four familiar walls. A collection of textile samples lay spread out on the table. Samsa was a traveling salesman, and above it, there hung a picture that he had recently cut out of an illustrated magazine and housed in a nice gilded frame. It showed a lady fitted out with a fur hat and a fur boa who sat upright, raising a heavy fur muff that covered the whole of her lower arm towards the viewer. Gregor then turned to look out of the window at the dull weather. Drops of rain could be heard hitting the pane, which made him feel quite sad. "How about if I sleep a little bit longer and forget all this nonsense?" he thought. But that was something he was unable to do, because he was used to sleeping on his right, and in his present state, couldn't get into that position. However hard he threw himself onto his right, he always rolled back to where he was. He must have tried it 100 times. Shut his eyes so that he wouldn't have to look at the floundering legs, and only stopped when he began to feel a mild dull pain there that he had never felt before. "Oh God," he thought, "what a strenuous career it is that I've chosen. Traveling day in and day out, doing business like this takes much more effort than doing your own business at home. And on top of that, there is the curse of traveling. Worries about making train connections, bad and irregular food, contact with different people all the time so that you can never get to know anyone or become friendly with them. It can all go to hell." He felt a slight itch upon his belly, pushed himself slowly up on his back towards the headboard so that he could lift his head better, found where the itch was, and saw that it was covered with lots of little white spots which he didn't know what to make of. And when he tried to feel the place with one of his legs, he drew it quickly back because as soon as he touched it, he was overcome by a cold shudder. He slid back into his former position. "Getting up early all the time," he thought, "it makes you stupid. You've got to get enough sleep. Other traveling salesmen live a life of luxury. For instance, whenever I go back to the guest house during the morning to copy out the contract, these gentlemen are always still sitting there eating their breakfast. I ought to just try that with my boss. I'd get kicked out on the spot. But who knows, maybe that would be the best thing for me. If I didn't have my parents to think about, I'd have given in my notice a long time ago. I'd have gone up to the boss and told him just what I think. Tell him everything I would. Let him know just what I feel. He would fall right off his desk. And it's a funny sort of business to be sitting up there at your desk, talking down at your subordinates from up there. Especially when you have to go right up close because the boss is hard of hearing. Well, there's still some hope. Once I've got the money together to pay off my parents' debt to him, another 5 or 6 years, I suppose, that's definitely what I'll do. That's when I will make the big change. First of all, though, I've got to get up. My train leaves at 5. And he looked over at the alarm clock ticking on the chest of drawers. God in heaven, he thought. It was 6:30, and the hands were quietly moving forwards. It was even later than 6:30, more like 6:45. Had the alarm clock not rung? He could see from the bed that it had been set for 4:00, as it should have been. It certainly must have rung. Yes, but was it possible to quietly sleep through the furniture rattling noise? True, he had not slept peacefully, but probably all the more deeply because of that. What should he do now? The next train went at 7.